What up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
We back. We back in person. Sorry about that.
We're back and we're better.
Last week was my pop's birthday, but we back in the Kevon Stage Studios.
Right, how did you forget that it was your dad's birthday? Then I was like, I forget stuff all the time. I can't even say nothing.
I didn't forget it was his birthday. I double book all the time. I just started using my calendar last month.
Pat, how do you not use a calendar?
Wake up and I figure out the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at my emails, I check with friends, you know. It's usually together, but as of the few months, it got too crazy. So now I'm organized.
I will say that the more I've become like real busy and not like little petty busy type shit, the more I've had to use it. And if I did have an assistant, that's what my assistant's main job would be, like making sure I'm on top of my schedule, because I will forget. Like somebody will tell me, oh, yeah, we'll make it happen. Just shoot me something. And they'll shoot it, and I forget to put it in my calendar, and I'll forget that shit. So.
Right.
I definitely got to get an assistant for that at some point. Right now, okay. So like I just got to get better at it. I don't need it right now.
I'm very close to assistant, needing that. But
I can see that.
I just like doing everything.
Yeah.
I really like doing everything, but I know that's not.
My thing would be like if they forget something, then I'm going to feel some type of way about them. But like if I do it, then it's my own fault. You know what I'm saying? I can't get mad at them, but you know, that's what it is.
Every time I think of an assistant, I just think of all the wrong things that can happen. Like, you ever watch Entourage?
Yeah.
With Ari Gold and all the assistants that he went through.
Oh, man. But Ari was a dick, too, though.
Yeah.
He was a dick to work. We're not like that at all.
No. I don't know if I could yell at somebody like wholeheartedly.
I would need somebody that's rich though. Like
an assistant?
Yeah, because I need them to not have anything on their schedule. Yeah, not need the job. Just want to like hang with creatives and be in this world. Because I can't pay them enough like salary wise, but I also need them with me anytime I'm out. And I would just have them on
all
the time.
That's a lot of
You're
asking a lot.
I know.
Must be rich, must not want to do anything else, and must not want that much money.
Hey, man. So if you're out there.
Oh, snap. We didn't do the song.
We did not.
We're so conditioned. I'm sorry.
We still got time to do the song, but we are conditioned.
We are conditioned to not do the song, but we back, so we got to give you guys what you asked for.
That is.
What are we doing today?
We did trap last time. Y'all in the comments, what y'all want to hear? What kind of R&B, jazz, folk? Yeah, that's your shit.
Folk,
bluegrass.
Folk is, I haven't heard a folk song in a very folk long music? Time. All right, they saying R&B, jazz, and folk.
I think they're just repeating what I said.
Just repeating what
they're just naming all the genres. Country, alternative.
Hip hop, soft rock, rap like Sugar Free. It's very specific.
It's very specific.
I was just gonna say bluegrass. And Miami booty music.
Miami booty music just made me laugh a little bit on the inside.
Let's
I kinda like that. All right. What,
you got Miami booty music beats or vocals?
I will do the beats.
Okay.
Shit. All
make
right,
sure there's some cowbell in there.
All right. Oh yeah, here we go. Doom 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 doom
doom doom doom. Yeah. Doom doom. It's Uncle Cloud. Doom doom doom. And Mr. Moore. Boom, 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 boom. And I hope you're ready to shake them titties, baby. One, two, three, four. Let me see your internet. Your internet. Let me see your internet. Yo, scary ass internet. Damn internet, you scary. You scary. Booty hairy. Damn internet, you scary. Girl, you got that booty hairy. Hey, shake them titties, baby. Shake them internet titties. You got that OnlyFans. Why don't you show them yams? That was the calmest I've ever performed. Listen, a booty song. I was just like at a meeting.
Do you understand how hard it was not to laugh at that booty hairy?
Hey, shout out to all the girls who will shake their booty regardless of a little peach
fuzz. Yo, that was hilarious. I did somebody said use the brace. I had to. That's the only way I could get that out.
Oh, the little shell.
I did a comedy show last night at this church, and it was like a parking lot comedy show. So everybody's in their cars or they got launchers in front of their cars. Mm-hmm. And like when you rock and they blow the horns, flick the lights, but somebody had actually brought a tambourine. So they're like the whole time.
How does that feel for people to honk at your jokes?
It was cool, man. It was like, at least they doing something. At least you know they're rocking with it. Because they were blowing and flashing the lights like the whole time. So I love that part, that element of it. But it was still weird. Like performing on dirt. There was no stage or anything like that. It was like one loudspeaker and they had two lights just like this. So it
was it's funny because like blowing your horn typically means the opposite. It's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't want you here.
Move. Move, creeper.
But no, this time, okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I heard Trevor talking about that, and I remember he said it was weird, but it was cool.
Yeah, it's just different. You know, this is how weird it has become and how adjusted that we are becoming. Farron and I were watching Lovecraft Country on HBO yesterday. We sitting down watching it, and the whole episode, I'm thinking to myself, why the fuck are they so close and ain't nobody got no mask on? Like, that's how conditioned we are to this new way of living now. And then I was like, oh, shit, this is just a part of our life right now. This is the part of our existence. Mm-hmm. This isn't normal. And this is based in the 60s. And this is a fucking show. So,
yeah.
But I was literally thinking like, yo, they out here wild and they got no mask on and nothing. It's like, that's not real life. And it feels like this isn't either. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, man. I'm seeing the no mask boogie on the internet a lot. I was actually just on a boat and nobody had a mask on and I felt like I was the people I made fun of.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, no one had a mask.
You were in the middle of the ocean and you were talking shit about the ocean the whole time.
And it was like those foggy days, like where it's like all fog and then like a sailboat just comes out of nowhere. Like it looked like The Ring on all sides. And I was silently freaking out, but there was a lot of people there. It was my cousin's birthday, so I kept it together.
But his friend? His friend's birthday?
He just turned 30.
Oh, snap. But shout out to Fred, man.
Shout out to Fred. I was drinking to keep from screaming.
Hey, man. That sounds lit, though.
It was one of those. It was very scary. Very scary.
I like it. I love it.
But speaking of being outside, they just declared that at this moment, the U.S. West Coast has the worst air quality in the world.
Yeah.
So if you're out here, please keep your exposure limited, because if you think that you needed to wear a mask before.
Mm-hmm.
It's wow. There's like a lot of serious health effects all up and down the West Coast, and my car is covered in ash. I saw there was a big giant fire tornado, just billowing somewhere out there. It's pretty insane actually. Like, L.A. is like the one city that you think is untouchable from all this, because all the hurricanes and stuff hit Florida and the South, and then all the craziness in New York. And it seems like everybody leaves L.A. alone. We get an earthquake every 20 years, but I'm not really scared of earthquakes anymore.
Yeah, because the ones we do get, even they're usually not that big, but, you know, like it'll be news for a couple of days and then it'd be like, all right. You know, it's L.A.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing.
I said through them.
Yeah, everybody's getting hit this year. 2020 is a whole ass nigga, bro.
It's even, too.
Oh, like, mamas, all around the world, 2020 is a whole ass nigga.
What's going on with Italy? Remember we had that episode where we talked about how the entire, like, Italy just
shut down.
Yeah. And I feel like I haven't heard about them since. I feel like everybody listened.
Yeah, they
listened. And everything's straight.
Even Wuhan. I told you about Wuhan.
That's where it started, right?
Yeah, they haven't had a new case since middle May, because they did what the fuck they were supposed to do.
If Ground Zero is looking at us like, come on, y'all, get it together. You know we messed up over here. We're doing worse than Ground Zero. Ground Zero got it together and is like, come on, y'all, just wear the mask. We did it and we started it. Or it started here. It's bad, bro.
Like, it's bad. I'll just say that. It's bad. I'm sick of it, too, because I miss traveling, bro. I miss traveling.
Yeah.
I did LSD the other day.
Just to take a trip.
Just to take a trip.
It's a good joke. Sorry, I took it.
Nah, it's fine.
I just went for it.
It was something like, else I was going to say. I forgot about, I can't remember right now, but man, like I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it.
I have a lot of food stuff today.
I love food.
You
want to
talk about food?
I love food. You know I do. I don't even know why you would ask a question like that.
Let's front load all the food stuff And then we'll get into the kind of deep messed up stuff.
Oh, yes. I love deep messed up stuff, too.
All right. So first off, I have to talk about this Travis Scott campaign. McDonald's just did their first celebrity collab since Michael Jordan 30 years ago. And it's with rapper Travis Scott.
But wait. Is this the, this can't, nah. They did the Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa one too, didn't they? They're like, because they had the home run thing.
Did they have a specific Mark McGuire piece on the menu?
I feel like Mark McGuire had a burger. I'm going to have to look it up because it was in St. Louis. Hmm. Sammy Sosa was in Chicago. But I feel like they had a thing going too. Mark?
Well, according to CNN, even though there might have been maybe collabs with other artists or celebrities, this is the first time that like a celebrity menu item was like, because they had the...
It was the Big Macs are not a hit without Big Mac. So he attached it to something that was already there.
Already on there?
Yeah, Big Mac was already there, so.
So, yeah, Travis Scott just collabed with McDonald's with the Travis Scott meal. It's essentially a quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, and lettuce, medium fries with barbecue sauce and a Sprite. Which is genius because I thought they already sold that. I thought they already sold the quarter pounder with cheese. I mean, with bacon.
That's when they first started doing the bacon thing and they were trying to push it. Remember they did it on the fries and stuff too? We had to do that all death thing. It was like, oh, bacon fries.
But they did that with a quarter pounder too?
Yeah, they was just like adding bacon all over.
That's right. Okay, yeah, that's right. But yeah, this is a limited time deal, only uses items already on the McDonald's menu. But it's giving the fast food chain buzz without adding complexity to its kitchens. So it's kinda like we already do this, but here's a rapper too. It's insane because he is on a marketing, like he is a marketing genius.
He's a typhoon. I mean,
he's like,
it started with Nike. His Nikes were going crazy. The Jordans were going crazy.
The Cactus Jacks.
Right. And then
Fortnite.
That changed the game. And huge. Now this, I saw a video, I'm sure you have it, of somebody running up to McDonald's. I'm sure you have that. That's so I'll wait till you get there. But yeah, like he's
like a hype beast's dream,
right?
And
for somebody that has horrible skin, he's killing it right now.
He used to have horrible skin.
He got that fixed.
Money
you can't
does
stop
everything.
This boy, he's unstoppable.
Money does everything.
He's unstoppable with him.
It's insane. Yeah, he when he first came out, it was rough. But hey,
we all got our things, man. I'm fat, so, you know.
But not only that, he did an entire merch drop. And it's not even like, you know, we did a shirt. It's like a whole drop, like 10 shirts, jean shorts, rolling trays, literally everything, hats. He has cornered the market. And what I like about Travis Scott is he's not even thinking like other rappers. He's not worried about how to chart or who do I need to collab with.
Right.
His last collabs have been huge. McDonald's and Fortnite and Jordan. Like,
bro, he got the market cornered. And you're right. Like, he's not worried about like getting on the biggest record right now. Like, this is what rappers should be doing. Like, this is longevity. Like, these type of deals right here, man, you just take the taxes out of that check and you put that shit up. Yep. Right? That's it. Because like what I heard, he got paid from Fortnite. Oh, bro, his children's children are going to be
straight. Did you hear numbers?
I heard speculation of numbers from somebody in the industry.
Who? Can you say?
Blame the label.
Huh?
Blame the label.
No. I didn't mean like who said. I meant like, can you say the numbers?
I don't want to because I don't know if it's true. Even there's
saying
speculation.
It's a bag.
It's a bag. Oof. It's a bag of money made out of money.
Okay, so even like the cloth that's holding the bag.
Yep,
is money
it's not even
material.
Cloth. It's money. It's old $100 bills. It's a small
rope
face.
That ties
100.
It is a roll of quarters.
You know, nope, that is money too. They stitched $100 bills together. Ooh. And they laminated it and then they made that into the bag.
And I'm sure this had to have helped his McDonald's bag too, because once Fortnite gave that. I don't see you moving to McDonald's for less.
Bro, look. I mean, you think about Fortnite. Fortnite is a game that has, like, cornered the market.
Everybody's
on
playing.
Kids,
yep.
Adults, gamers, geeks, blurreds, everybody, right?
Yes.
So it's like, all right, we get this guy on here, and he already has this market. He already had this market, and then he already had this market from Jordan.
Right.
And it's just a no-brainer. You know how many people eat McDonald's, but people probably hadn't been going to it because of, you know, quarantine and things like that.
Right.
Now they're like, yo, I got to go. I got to try Travis Sandwich, or I got to get. Like,
that's what's crazy. Travis is that popular where if you went to McDonald's consistently already, you'd try it. But if you didn't, you'd go there for this.
Yeah.
And if you didn't even care about that, you might go because of the hype. I'm probably going to eat some because everybody's talking about it. And the craziest thing is that he didn't even come in and be like, all right, we need a new sandwich. Let's make a chicken sandwich with also a meat patty and call it this Travis Scott. He just collected things that they already did.
Already
I didn't even
did.
Know you could do that.
Absolutely, you can.
Chick-fil-A, holla at me. If we can just put together some nuggets,
bro,
a Frosty, and some waffle fries and call it the Patrick Cloud meal, it's like niggas already ordered that.
Yeah. you gotta have an all-day breakfast sandwich that's gonna be fire. Because the cloud whole thing, like, you gotta be the biscuit on there. So they figured out how to make an all-day breakfast sandwich.
Fluffy as a cloud.
Yo, that would be lit, bro. That would be lit, man.
And he has his branding down. You know, he has, like, the little stitched, hand-drawn smiley faces, all that kind of stuff. All that is going over the bags. And not only that, there are posters up on the restaurants. So I just wanted to – Travis Scott is so popular – Not only just from his music, from his merch. All of his Jordans are resold at crazy prices. All of his merch is resold at crazy prices. Everything that comes with Travis Scott has the hype beast mark of approval on it for ridiculous resale later. Mm-hmm. So, with that, with this release comes stuff like this.
Yes.
So this is what I'm assuming is a hype beast caught on camera. And it doesn't even look that late at night. It looks like the parking lot is still full. But he's stealing the posters off of the front.
McDonald's went. No one in the history of existence has ever cared enough about a McDonald's window poster to steal it.
This is their first time.
They're like, yo, we got to put these on the inside.
That's what's going to happen. They're going to start putting them on the inside or laminating them or something because I'm sure these people got there the next day like, what? Do I need to look at who this guy is again? Like, they stole the poster.
Yeah.
And as dumb as you think that is.
Somebody's going to sell it.
Selling on eBay right now for $500.
I bought the Travis Scott Reese's Peanut Butter Cup cereal.
What was it, $200?
Nah, it was like $7 to $8. But I bought it from a mobile, right? It might have been $10, right, at a mobile.
The cereal?
Yeah, it's a box of cereal, Travis Scott.
I thought you were selling it for $200.
I got it before that.
Huh.
So I have that, and I have the Travis Scott Air Force Ones, the Lowe's. I've never worn them anything. I'm just going to put them together as a package deal and just see how much I can get for it. If I can get like $2,000, $2,500 or something, like, because I'm going to hold on to them. I ain't know.
For the Reese's or for the shoes?
For both. I'm going to put the shoes and the cereal together.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you have any of this stuff, take advantage of Travis Scott fans. Travis Scott is insanely talented. I love his music. I love his aesthetic. But his fans are wild out here. If you are willing to pay more than $15 for cereal just because your favorite rapper's on it, that is quite a brand.
I know I'm going to see him within the next year. I'm going to see Travis Scott. I'm going to ask for the selfie, and I'm going to distance myself in the selfie. So when I get it, I can cut myself out of it, and I'm going to have one of those little instant printers. I know I was going to be at some festival, so I'm going to see him.
Hilarious.
And I'm just going to – I'm like, bro, I printed this out. You mind signing it for me, bro? Like, you mean the world to me.
That's a new
level. And then I'm
going to
put that with it.
That is crazy. I'm sure he didn't even fathom it would get this crazy because I remember, like, there was, like, a very popular meme going around of a side-by-side of him, like, performing, like, a few years ago for, like, 10 people. And then, like, fast forward to today, it's just, like, he's riding a roller coaster through an arena – that's sold out. So big shout out to Travis Scott. Love it. Love it. That's
and
really,
I'll
really
say
dope.
This, man. Like, y'all go support him. Because here's my thing. It's like, yeah, we've all had McDonald's before. And, you know, we've all have had just about everything that's on the menu. But it's like, bro, like, this is a black man that linked with a huge company that made this happen, man. Mm-hmm. Please support this brother, dude, because like this never really happens. This never really happens on this level.
No.
So yeah, y'all support that, and
I hope you guys can get out and get one in person. You know, go up to McDonald's and grab you a Travis Scott meal. But if you can't, I highly suggest.
What you suggest, Pat?
You use some Postmates.
Come on, okay? Fam.
Do I even need to explain this one?
The clutchness of it.
First of all, I use Postmates like 1 to 2 times a day. I'm not proud of it, but I'm not proud of it because, hey, Postmates is supporting damn internet. You scary. Even more reason to love them.
That's
right?
All the more reason.
So if you're like me, you probably start thinking about what to eat for dinner while you're eating lunch. I am a foodie to the depths of me. You guys have seen Lunchtime Lottery.
A foodie patootie.
A foodie patootie. And that's why I love using Postmates. But I love them even more right now because I can get food delivered without leaving the house or even opening the door. All that stuff that's going on outside. Now we got poor air quality. I want to stay tucked into my abode. So now they even created non-contact deliveries. So when you order from local restaurants, they can just leave it right outside. You don't have to worry about, you know, social distancing or any of that. And that's just a really good adjustment on their end.
That's clutch, bro.
But now they also have Postmates Pickup, which I've been using to order takeout from my favorite local restaurants. Because you really have to be supporting local restaurants, all this stuff going on. Everything's gets left right outside your door. Mm-hmm. When you use Postmates Pickup, you can go and just pick it right up. You can go to your neighborhood spot and just grab it from them. You don't have to worry about any of the contact or any of that. But now it's wild. Like Postmates works both ways. You can get it delivered or you can get that pickup.
Yeah.
And they don't just deliver burgers and sushi. They will literally make your life easier by picking up everything you need from Walgreens, 7-Eleven, all of that stuff. So, you know, it's not even limited to just a meal. You can get some toothpaste
or
get you a deodorant.
My homegirl was sick, right? Mm-hmm. She got sick a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I was supposed to pull up on her. We was going to crack a bottle and drink, catch up and stuff. She got sick. She was like, yeah, I need to go to the store, but I really don't feel like getting out of the bed. And her son's too young to drive. And I thought about going over there, but I didn't know what she was sick with. Literally, hit her with the Postmates. Boom, they dropped it off at the porch. They didn't have to contact her. It was perfect, okay? Because it's like I'm already, she's in Inglewood. I'm in Glendale.
Yeah.
So just going over there is a hike. But like now I can make sure I'm being a good friend.
Yep.
Dropped off the orange juice, dropped off all the meds, all that stuff on the porch. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She gets a notification. Hey, your delivery's been dropped off. She feels better in a couple days. Luckily, it was nothing but a little cold, but still, like you got to be sure.
Colds nowadays, though.
Yeah. So I'm so dope. And one of the things about Postmates, like y'all know, when you order in a lot, like we order a lot, the delivery charges can add up. You know what I'm saying? So because we love Postmates and we love y'all, we are hooking y'all up, all of our listeners, with $100 of free delivery credit.
Did you hear that? One more time.
$100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. So if you're not signed up on Postmates, this is as good a time as any to sign up. Get your free $100 of delivery credit. All you have to do is use the code YOUSCARY. YOUSCARY. Again, YOUSCARY, YOUSCARY, on the app. Download the app. Trust me, man. You will not regret it at all.
Yeah. The lights just went off because they just left.
Woo! Lights off, man.
To order some Postmates. They were just like, $100? Click.
I'll be right back. I'm going to get my phone.
And trust me, if I handed you $100 and I was like, you can only spend this on Postmates delivery fees, I'm pretty sure you
still
would spend
it
all.
Yeah, you
so
still would.
So spend the next 7 days treating yourself free of delivery charges on your boys. So go ahead and Postmates yourself up. I don't know. I feel like I usually Postmates burritos, but I've recently been doing the like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell, Jack in the Box type.
Do
of
it,
thing.
Man. Do all that shit.
I'm doing it all. I'm doing it all. Shout out to Postmates. Shout out to Postmates. All right. So Travis has been killing it with, you know, the Travis Scott meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might even try it this week. But that is not all that McDonald's is doing. Apparently, they are setting out a lot of rollouts during this pandemic. They are also about to introduce spicy chicken McNuggets in the same lane as Wendy's and Jack.
Yeah.
Who both have amazing spicy chicken. And they have a new dipping sauce and a new McFlurry for the locations where the ice cream machine works. but it's pretty cool. I mean, anytime you have spicy nuggets introduced to a menu, it's off top the best thing on that menu. Like, I have been destroying the Jack in the Box spicy strips. Mm-hmm. Wendy's was cool before they were racist. definitely had that. But yeah, it looks like now it says they're going to start breading their chicken in a tempura coating that has a bit of cayenne and chili pepper.
Okay. All right. I'm here for it.
You know, a little spicy chilies and crushed red pepper flakes. And they're saying it's going to be their spiciest flavor yet. Also, they're releasing a new sauce for the first time in 3 years, the Mighty Hot Sauce.
Okay. I'm hoping for the best because McDonald's has tried to do. You got them? Finally got them?
I killed them.
McDonald's has tried to do the spicy thing a couple times. Remember when they had the wings? And they had like this.
There
was wings and there was tenders. And yeah, neither one of them really took off the way that they wanted to. But, you know, we shall see. Fingers crossed. I'm hoping for the best.
Fingers crossed. Shout out to McDonald's. I guess there's a new McFlurry Chips Ahoy.
I'm with that. I'll try that.
I'm down with all of this stuff. I feel like it's a fun job to just think of new foods for a restaurant to do. I feel like that's cool.
Yeah. I would imagine it's a lot of focus groups, though. Like, somebody has to try it every time. Well, you don't have to try it if you are leading the focus group, but why would you not? Why would you not?
I'd join that focus group. Just try a bunch of spicy nuggets and see which one is the best.
Mm-hmm. I'm with it.
I'm down with that. Okay, so this side of the news is very interesting.
I never know what to think when you say something like that.
Well, okay. So before I even go into this story, shout out to the LGBT community.
Facts.
Big shout out. I'm bringing this up because this feels like a campaign that was made for LGBT, but was not created by someone within the LGBT. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a Love Conquers All Pride ad that McDonald's and Burger King did. And it's pretty much Ronald McDonald making out with the Burger King.
Wait, is this real?
This is apparently this is in Finland. This is a Burger King ad in Finland. And it celebrates LGBTQ pride by showing the fast food chain's mascots kissing its rival, Ronald McDonald. Now, you can tell it's a Burger King ad because he's forward-facing.
Yeah.
But when I saw this, I was like, do they want this? Does LGBT community, do they even appreciate stuff like this? Because just for me, and I obviously want to ask the fans, we'll throw a picture up in post so you guys could check it out or you could look it up, but it just feels like somebody who was made, who made this for gay people, as opposed to like somebody who was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like it's kind of ignorant to just assume that all same sex people who are gay want to have sex with each other, want to kiss each. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it just felt like something that. That's why I wanted to bring it up, because I wanted to know what you felt, and I wanted to know what members of the LGBTQ community felt about this, because
who approved this? I'm looking at this artwork. I'm like, who approved
it? Seems very like it was pandering to them, and maybe I'm out of place, but it just feels like pandering. And
yeah, I don't know.
It almost reminds me of like you ever talk to like it's usually like a dude who's very homophobic, and they just assume like they'll find out somebody is gay or something, and they'll just be like, oh, damn, stay away from them or they'll try to, like, have sex with you or something.
Yeah.
Assuming that just, like, all gay people want to just
have sex with you.
Yeah, like, they're all predators or something. And it's just, like, I feel like there's a lot of assumption within
that ad.
Within this ad that I just don't feel like. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this was, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe whoever made this was somebody within the community within Burger King, and it was just a
I don't see them. I don't know.
Strange.
That's weird because I don't see them approving an ad like that in America because of that very reason, which may be why it happened in Finland, because like nobody approved that. Like who did approve it? I want to know who put they, you know, put themselves out there. Like, yeah, this is what the world needs right now. You know, it's these two mascots kissing.
Very strange. Yeah. I feel like it's something that they forced for Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of things within the black community that non-black companies do, and we're just like, what?
We didn't
so I wanted to bring it up to just wonder that kind of stuff. Shout out to Poetic Justice in the chat, who identifies as pansexual, and agrees it feels very much like pandering, and she says it makes us look bad. Yeah, okay. So
everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So I mean, what can I say? It didn't cost me no money, but I just don't see I don't see what that does for it. But you know,
I think it's very important. It's always been important, but in these past few years, where we saw the whole thing with the border, and you know, our government shitting on, you know, people of Mexican descent, and just like you know, people who are trying to get into the country and immigrants. The fact that black people showed up for those protests, you know what I mean? And then, like, Hispanic people showed up for BLM, and so did white people. You know, like, there's so much going on right now that we can't even really put a divide in who's getting the short end of the stick. You know what I mean? Like, who of the minorities are getting shit on? Because it's all of us, and it's very, very apparent. So it's like, when I see stuff like this, I try to talk about it because for some reason, the LGBT community and Native Americans, in just my opinion, are left out of a lot of those important conversations. You know what I mean? Like, all this time that we're you know, we want equality and all this stuff, and we show out for women, and we show out for black people, and we show out for Hispanic people. There's just a couple of groups of people who I feel like are still getting a very, very short end of the stick, but just aren't talked about enough.
Yeah,
which is why when I saw that ad, I kind of wanted to ask the question, because I feel like a lot of the times it's just like, oh, okay, cool, good for them, you know, gay people got something, you know, Native Americans got something. But yeah, I definitely wanted to ask the chat and you just if I was kind of like on the right track in terms of it feeling like pandering.
It didn't seem as authentic as some other ads I've seen before. Like, I feel like they, like, it's like, yeah, let's use these two brands because everyone knows them and, you know, we can make something out of this. It didn't feel like it was authentic or it was genuine, which, you know, when you're dealing with corporate, you're going to get some stuff that doesn't feel like that.
Because
they're just like, we got to do something to save, you know. We want to do something to promote this group, but we also don't want to offend any of these other groups.
Right.
And it's just like, that. I don't know. I just think you missed the mark on that one, but...
I come from a place where I feel like accepting somebody for who they are includes all that other stuff. You know, it doesn't just mean like, no, I accept them and I'm not going to talk about them as long as possible. Like, you know, I mean, a lot of people do that. It's just like, yeah, I accept them. But like, you know, I just don't talk about them at all.
Yeah.
I feel like all that other stuff comes with it. And if you're going to accept a group, it should be okay to talk to them about whatever. It should be okay to make fun of them. To be honest, like, it's almost like how Roast Me worked with Jay Wheels.
Yeah.
You know, like, when Jay Wheels, who was in a wheelchair, we didn't know his mom was there, but his mom ended up hitting us up and being like, actually, it was in person. She walked up to us and she was just like, thank you so much for not pulling any punches. That's how he feels welcomed and in the group
included,
opposed to everybody beating around the bush and trying not to talk about it. It's almost like, yeah, I know this stuff, I accept it, but you know, who cares? It's you know.
Yeah.
So I just try to talk about that kind of stuff as much as possible.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Talking is good.
Yeah,
talking it out, getting your feels out, expressing yourself, all of that is good. It is, you know, better than just holding that stuff in and then, you know, it comes out in the wrong way because you feel like you're not being heard. Because, you know, people do that. People tend to do that. Then sometimes people feel like they also don't have someone to talk to, which mm-hmm. is unfortunate. And if right. you find yourself in that type of situation where you feel like you don't have someone to talk to, I would encourage you guys to check out BetterHelp. Because if there's something that's interfering with your happiness mm-hmm. or is preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp can assist you, and it can assess your needs to match you with your own licensed physical. I'm sorry, match you with your own licensed professional therapist,
okay.
and you can start communicating with a therapist in under 48 hours, which is really Oof. Good considering like everything that's going on. Like everybody's kind of backed up right now. I tried to go get a passport. And they was like, yeah, it's going to be 2 weeks before you can get an appointment. And I was like, bam, really? So the fact that you can start communicating with a professional licensed therapist in under 48 hours is great. And just to give you guys a heads up, it is not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It is professional counseling done securely online. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. So you might have tried to go through another avenue and found that you couldn't find a therapist that you want. Some people are very specific. I know a lot of my friends who are black males, they want another black male as a therapist. I know a lot of my friends that are black women, they want a black woman as a therapist. So, you know, it just kind of depends on what you want. And a lot of times, especially in California, they're like super backed up trying to go through like Kaiser or some of the other outlets. So BetterHelp is a great outlet for still getting the professional help that you need and not having to be put on a crazy waiting list and being able to get the help quickly. Mm-hmm. The services are available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors as needed, which is also really big. I remember
big.
I talked about this before. My counselor that I'm with right now, my therapist that I'm with right now, is mm-hmm. my third therapist. And the first two, I really just didn't connect with, and that's completely understandable. It's completely fine that happens when you're first on your journey with therapy. Sometimes it takes a couple times to find the right person, and you know, when you try to switch, sometimes it could take, you know, a couple weeks or a couple months to find somebody that's available. But the fact that they're, you know, encouraging you to find somebody that you feel you have a connection with and that's free to change counselors if needed is something to be said about this company. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a better and happier life today. Well, a happier life today. You can visit their website and read all the testimonials that they are posted. They're often posted daily. You can check those out, betterhelp.com/reviews, and just see for yourself. Because I know sometimes you hear people talking about things like that. And therapy is one of those things where it's still like kind of touch and go, still kind of taboo, depending on what community you're in or what community you're from. But I encourage everyone to check into therapy, man. Like, it is
so important.
Yeah, it's very essential.
So it's so crazy, like, how important it is to, like you said, talking to somebody. People assume that it's just like, I went through this. Let me just eat this. You know, let me just take mm-hmm. this L and keep it to myself. I got it. It's never just like, it's not always like, oh, I don't want to do therapy because it's this, that. A lot of people just be like, I got it. And they just don't know the consequences that are going to pop up later. So
yeah,
it's just very, very important to have that person to talk to, and BetterHelp just makes it so much easier. The whole thing with getting therapy, it can be a little bit extensive, it can be a little bit expensive, mm-hmm. and it can be like a little bit embarrassing if you're not used to a culture that supports that kind of stuff. So BetterHelp makes all of that so much easier, and especially during this year, it's get on it, guys.
Yeah,
your mental health is just as important, if not more important, than your physical health.
So if you're ready to start taking charge of your life and, you know, encourage living a happier life, you can get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/DIYS. Okay, again, that's betterhelp.com/DIYS. That's better, BETTER, help, HELP, and join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. And with the help of experienced professionals, you can start living a happier life. Again, if you use betterhelp.com/DIYS, get 10% off your first month.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We out here.
Get on it. You better help. See what you did there. Just throw out there. You better help.
See what you did there, my butt.
What else we got on the agenda? Real quick for the chat. I do not identify as gay or bisexual. I'm just an ally.
That's crazy. They were talking about SpongeBob, and then they started talking about Patrick and SpongeBob in there. And so they were just putting Pat, but it looked like they were referring to you, but they were referring to the Patrick from SpongeBob. So,
oh, wow. You know what? I don't know about him.
Well, SpongeBob, they came out, I wanted to say, this year and announced that SpongeBob was...
You know, that was another thing. I was wondering if that came from within the community or it was something for the community. You know, like, I didn't really know about that. Because, you know, growing up watching SpongeBob, you see the mannerisms and all that stuff, mm-hmm. but it's like, at the end of the day, it's like a cartoon. Yeah. So if you started talking about, like, is SpongeBob gay? People would be like,
I never put a sexuality on him.
He's Sponge, right? Yeah. He was just, you know, he's chilling. But when they officially came out about it, just how I work, I was just like, did they want that? I just don't know. But I don't think they did say anything about Patrick Starr, which is interesting. I never even really thought about that because they are best friends.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, who knows?
Yeah.
They did have that episode where they had a baby together.
Yeah. I don't care enough to like stop watching the cartoon off of that like that. Mm-hmm. I still think SpongeBob is great. So, we're just here for positive representation. Like Poetic Justice said.
Shout out to Patrick Starr. When I worked at Ultra Zone, kids asked me if I knew Patrick Starr.
Just because your name was Patrick?
Because my name was Patrick. And then after a couple people asked me, I started making up elaborate stories about how I was family with him. That was family. And how somehow family shared the first name instead of the last name.
So
if
all
you were
the
underwater.
Strong men were named Patrick in your family.
In terms of like underwater, yeah. Underwater. Wow. Okay, so the original creator of SpongeBob, and this is all me looking at the comments.
Mm-hmm.
No fact checks. Came out as pansexual. So maybe.
Yeah. That's
maybe. It was from the writers. Okay, so that's dope. Okay, so I guess SpongeBob being gay was a W. Which is good. Which is cool.
It is, though.
All right, so coming up next, since we're talking about fast food and food,
mm-hmm.
CNN posted a story, and this was the headline. Pizza shop workers took down an armed water.
You say what? You want to try that again?
I'm going to try it again.
Go ahead and try it again.
Pizza shop workers
uh-huh.
took down an armed robber.
Okay, there you go.
Hyphen. But when police took off his mask, they discovered he was their old boss.
What?
And the top comment is, boy, what kind of Scooby-Doo shit is this? Is there any jobs that you have worked in your elaborate life that... this could have been a possibility that your own boss could have Scooby-Dooed that shit and you could have caught him.
Goodness. Nah, because, I mean, when I worked at White Castle, the two times I got robbed by somebody, they were so pompous, they didn't even wear a mask. There was no
mask. Is
that mask.
How St. Louis get down?
They don't care.
They're just like, man, God,
I'm not going to spend no money on... no ski mask, bro. Like, I'll just be careful going home.
The scary thing is that implies that they're like, I'm ready for the repercussions of this.
Yeah.
Like, you can look me dead in my face, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I don't care about a lineup, bro. You ain't never going to see me.
Either you not going to do shit about this,
right,
or you are, and I'm ready. And both of those options are very scary. I'm not even going to lie.
Bro.
Be at least a little nervous. God.
Yeah, no. And then the other places I worked at, like Banana Republic, Journey, stuff like that, I wasn't really worried about that type of stuff. And then,
yeah.
Walgreens, because I worked overnight, I thought somebody would have tried to do something, but nobody really came in like that, and I'm thankful for that.
Okay.
And then CarMax, no. I was tour manager with Truth. I didn't have to worry about that type of stuff. And then All Deaf and working at the jail, I didn't really have to worry about that, but that's crazy. Like, I never worked at a bank or something like that, so I guess somebody at a bank might have would have tried to do something like that, but I didn't have to worry about that. So,
okay.
What about you?
God. the only real job I had was at laser tag, and my boss was so nice. It would have been funny. We'd have been like, oh, Mark. Oh, that's crazy. Although Russell Simmons robbing all deaf would be hilarious. Back in the day. If we just saw a masked guy like, give me all your money and give me all the platinum CDs on the walls and give me all the cameras.
If you have any Fat Farm and FUBU, leave that there too. I'm gonna take all of that shit.
I want all the mics.
He did rob him. Like
the all company, the Samsung mics. The
company went under. He bought a compound. So,
what's that mean?
He might have made off with a little something.
I'm sure. I remember when the company. Okay, this is just between you and me, internet. When the company went under, I was called in to do some like. I guess he started something in like Indonesia.
Yeah.
It's like an internet thing in Indonesia. And I went to this like Hollywood Hills house and it was so many people there and they all knew who I was from All Deaf.
Uh-huh.
And I had like this little meeting about Indonesian YouTube stars. It was like, I thought it was going to be something All Deaf related, but yeah. It was just like, all right, thanks for All Deaf. But we're doing this now. It was just very, very, very bizarre. And that was the last time I ever saw him. It wasn't the last time I talked to him, but it was the last time I ever saw him. It was very interesting.
I haven't talked to him in a while, man. I got I don't even know how to get in contact with Russell like that. So, you know.
Hey.
Hope he's well.
Where do you go from that? All right, next story.
The weather's been crazy, huh?
Oh, no, I have the perfect place to go from there.
Air quality, am I right?
Okay, so if you guys didn't trust people before, if you guys didn't trust cops before,
mm-hmm.
Get a load of this, all right? There was a deputy who burglarized the home.
Oh, my God, I read about this.
That he just responded to about a death call.
Yes.
So I... Always wondered if this shit happened.
Did you read how many times he went back?
Okay, so I'm about to do that right now.
Man, 'kay. Listen.
So, apparently, there was a robbery in Orange County, and a California deputy was captured on camera responding to that call, and it was about a man that died there. Okay, I guess a man died at this Orange County home. So this dude, who has been a Orange County Sheriff's Officer veteran for 12 years.
Yep.
He was just arrested and jailed Thursday for burglarizing the home of a deceased homeowner back in July. So he responded to a call about a man in his 70s who died of natural causes on July 20th. Security showed footage of this dude returning to the home on three separate occasions.
Yes, he did.
In the next month
to
unlock the doors and remove several items while in uniform. So in case he got caught, he was just saying that he was, you know, on the job. It says officials also reported that the deceased homeowner's attorney contacted the sheriff's department to report several items missing from the home and provided footage as evidence. He removed two safes.
Yep, two of them.
Ceiling fans.
Fam, let me tell you something.
That's how you know you have all the time in the world. I didn't even know those were expensive. Ceiling fans, a rifle case, not a rifle, and other items that were not disclosed. Bro, that just means that while he was there for a dead body, he was looking around like, this nigga got some nice stuff. This nigga has some nice, a nice ceiling fan, obviously.
The fact that he found two safes, like, that lets you know before the medical examiner got there, before EMS got there, he was just kind of walking around like, that's what's up.
Oh, okay.
He did one of these.
Bro, MTMTV said the Pink Panther theme song was playing in his head. Burner. That's so funny. The fact that he probably just left one of the doors unlocked and just came in through there another day later. Like, that's so messed up. And it almost just makes you think of like shows like Dexter or Narcos that literally show like cops busting into like a drug lord's home or like somebody, and there'd be like hella money. Yeah. There'll be like 10 racks, and then the headline the next day will be like $2,000 found in this house. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I get that. It's drug money. It's going to be in evidence. No one's really going to do nothing with it. If I was a crooked cop, that would probably be my most, you know? But just a random dead person. Like, can you imagine seeing this headline as the family of the person who died? Like,
bro, that's a reason to haunt you. As a ghost, you'd be like, God, can I go? He'd be like, yeah, yeah, he deserves it.
Ah, you think God gives permission for hauntings?
Yeah.
Sir, I'd like to haunt this dude. He shot me.
It's
on
why
my
you,
day off.
It's why you in a waiting room to get to heaven or hell. They'd be like, yo, y'all mind if I go?
I never thought of
yeah,
that.
You go back down, you know, you lose your place in line. It's all good. I'll come back.
I thought it was automatic with murder. Like, if I was murdered, if some dude that worked here just murdered me in the bathroom, I could just automatically haunt this building and specifically that dude's house. But God giving, like, a sign-off?
Yeah.
almost like a warrant?
It's like a weekend pass. It's a weekend, because time is different in heaven. So it's like it's only like a weekend pass up there.
But that would be what, like 3,000 years?
Yeah, like 30. But you don't know that when you get the pass. You're like, all right, I'll be back at the end of the weekend. You're like, okay.
That's funny. I fully agree. That is premise to haunt somebody. But I wonder, like, how you sue that person. Like, if you're that family, do you sue the Orange County? Do you sue this person specifically?
You try to sue him, and you know that you'll know if the person has the money. If not, then you sue his employer, because that's supposed to be trained. You know what I'm saying? Is this what you're teaching your employees and all that type of stuff? So
that's the biggest thing. Something has to happen, because either you're not training your people correctly or you're not paying them enough.
Yeah. I mean, but some people just thieves too. That's always an option too. Like, some people
I see it in him. Yeah. I see it in him.
Some people are just thieves.
He looks like the nigga in a zombie apocalypse to get bit and not tell anybody. Like, he's giving me Big Shane from Walking Dead
Shane
vibes. Even though that wasn't the case with him, but still.
Yeah, man, that's some shiesty behavior.
The shiestiness.
And you're supposed to be a cop, bro. Like, how do you? I wonder, is he married? Like, what's your wife think when you bring home two safes? Why do you have the equipment?
You can bring home a ceiling fan without a box.
Yeah.
And get away with it. But two safes that you don't know the code for? Just give me a week.
I bought some storage units, and they was in there. So I just brought them home for the storage unit. Maybe that's what he does. Maybe he has a storage unit of all the stolen goods he's taken from houses, and that's where he takes it and breaks it.
So he keeps it separate like Dexter.
Yeah. Because it's like, bro, like, you come on, bro. Like,
this ain't his first time.
No, absolutely.
He didn't see
not.
That dead person and be like, you know, I could get away with this. Like, no, this was just like, oh, this is an easier time than last time.
This is the time he got caught. But this is definitely mm-mm. not the first time, man. I guarantee people do stuff like this all the time.
The messed up thing is, like, there's still some buffer for him to be a good person. Like, in his mind, it could have just been like, well, I mean, the nigga's dead. Like, I could just take this TV real quick. What are they going to do with it? But it's not until you meet the people who's were in the will.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, that ceiling fan was mine.
The ceiling fan?
That's
not
what they
the
got
contents
mad
of the safe. Not the will inside the safe, but the ceiling fan.
That's what they got mad about.
Okay. I mean, that's definitely one way to do it, man. I tell you what, man. Like, one reason I don't ever want to go to jail, I don't ever want somebody telling me what time I got to go to bed. I don't ever want somebody telling me what I have to eat and mm-hmm. when I have to do it. You
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? If you oversleep, you miss your meal.
Yep.
And then I don't think I could ever go without just hearing the type of music I want to hear.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing. Like, music, like, I literally feel like that's my love language, bro, because I feel like there's a song to go mm-hmm. with every mood, every vibe, every feeling.
What
that
you been
have.
Listening to lately?
Man, I've been listening to a little bit of everything through my Raycon E25 every day.
Same.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my go-to, bro. Like, these are the best
earbuds.
You can pop them in whenever.
You can pop them in whatever. They're wireless. They are seamless with the Bluetooth pair. Mm-hmm. You got 6 hours of playtime, more bass, and a more compact design, a noise-isolating fit, bro. Like, mm-hmm. they got everything that you can ever ask for in a pair of earbuds. So the Everyday E25s is what I'm rocking with. And I've been listening to a little bit of everything, man. This is a... Y'all know how we feel about the Raycons, man. We've been talking about this for months now.
Big fan.
Big fans.
There's no reason to get the competitors at this point because it's just like, I'm sold. I'm sold.
It is. Here's my thing, bro. Like, I'm a big fan of when companies do exactly what they say they're going to do. When a product performs exactly the way it's supposed to, these are sleek. They fit perfect in the ears. The charge on it is great. The premium sound is amazing, and you're going to pay less than half the price of most of the premier brands that you're familiar with. Like, this is no reason not to check this out. You guys are already familiar with Ray J. You're already familiar with this company. We've told you a number of times about the celebrities that have already said positive things about the Snoop Dogg, Brandy, J.R. Smith, Mike Tyson, mm-hmm. Rich the Kid. These are just a few of the names that already are obsessed with these products.
Come on, who wouldn't be?
I mean, dude, like, and on top of that, you also get a 45-day free return policy.
One more time.
45 days.
I just say month and a half.
Come on, man. If you ain't figured it out in a month and a half, you doing something wrong. You're going to figure it out in the first day. But you have 45 days free return policy, so you can make sure that they're a great pair of wireless earbuds for you. So I encourage you guys to take action right now. Go to buyraycon.com.
How much they getting off?
You're going to get 15% off.
Come on.
15 and the things off. All right? 15% off.
For earbuds?
For gold. All you have to do is go to buyraycon.com/DIYS for the special 15% discount on Raycon earbuds, man. And make sure to check them out while this deal is running. Again, that's buyraycon.com/DIYS to get your 15% percent off for the fitting.
15% off
for the fitting. You know what I mean?
Come on, that's a discount for
hey,
wizards.
Man, we out here, bro.
For wizards, I just decided I'm gonna start being super extra.
I saw the
during
comment.
Your reads.
I saw it.
I'm gonna just start ad libbing to the utmost.
Oh my goodness.
No, get you guys some Raycons because I actually legitimately love those things.
Absolutely.
I've been running around and I'm so glad it's not so hot anymore.
Oh my God.
You can actually go out.
That heat wave was some of the worst days in LA, man. Like, it was just then the heat wave and come right out of the heat wave to
ash?
Oh my.
Like, fam,
gosh.
I was literally waiting for it to stop because like I was able to partner with Go, which was like this cool like breathing apparatus while you ran.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like this whole thing planned out. And I just really had to tell him like, hey, it's too hot. I'm waiting for it to, I'm not running in this heat.
Yeah.
And so I was like really like just getting into fitness. And now it's like, all right, there's no heat, but your asthma.
Yeah.
Like you will literally choke to death if you're outside too long. So it's just like,
it's too much.
I've hung it up. I'm going to do the safe thing as should you. Just stay in. Keep mask on if you go outside at all, and very in small amounts, please. And if you're on the West Coast, just chill. Chill for now. There's fires. There's LAPD. It's just so much outside. The air quality. Just man. Please stay inside. Watch some Banner Internet. You scary. Some Lunchtime Lottery. You know, some Squadcast.
Hey,
all
man. All we all
that we're doing. We're all making enough for you guys to be entertained inside. We just care about your health.
Yeah.
all right, moving right along. Airbnb. Did you hear the biggest news in Airbnb?
Is this
with
Fresh
Big
Prince?
Willie?
Oh yeah, man!
If you are a fan mm-hmm. of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air,
oh yeah,
the mansion in which Jazzy Jeff is so famously thrown out of is listed on Airbnb for 5 nights only. And apparently, because it's the Fresh Prince 30th anniversary, it's only $30 a night. Now, we also did the...
Wait, it's only how much a night?
$30 a night.
Oh, man, that's going to go so fast, bro.
It's done already. Like how we did the Blockbuster, and by the time we were done doing the story, it's been out, sold out. This is sold out. And it's super dope. Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff took a picture in front of it to announce it. This is for the 30th anniversary. And some lucky fans of the show may actually have the chance to stay in the mansion. This is actually a collab between Will Smith and Airbnb.
That's super dope.
And they're teaming up to rent out a portion of the famous mansion. Didn't know that. It's in Brentwood. And renters will have access to what was Will's bedroom and bathroom, along with the poolside area and also the dining room area. Which is actually very, very, very surprising to me, because ever since I got into production and learned how it worked, that's when I realized, like, oh, they probably rented this place for one day, shot some exteriors, and shot Jazz getting thrown out. Because if you notice in the show, obviously all the mega fans know this, anytime DJ Jazzy Jeff walks into a scene and he has that brown African print shirt, that means he is going to get thrown out in that scene. Because since that was the outfit that he was thrown out in, they had to make it so that anytime they had it in the script for him to be thrown out, he had to have the same outfit so that they could use the same footage over and over again. So if you didn't know this before, sorry to break your buttle.
What was that? What is happening today? Are you breaking buttles? How do you... Guys, does anyone know how you break a buttle? What... I don't want to break anybody's buttle, but I don't know if that's what he was really trying to say.
If you're a fan of the show.
And you want your buttle.
I hate to break your buttle.
You out here to hear it.
Yeah, I'll break the shit out your buttle.
Somebody turned my name into a verb. I hate y'all, man.
To hearing? I'm to hearing pretty difficultly right now. If you want your buttle broken... watch the show. You will realize that every time he's thrown out, he's in the same outfit. It's not different times. They shot it once and they repeat it. So in my mind, it was like you rent the exterior, but when you walk inside, obviously that main room was a set. Mm-hmm. You know, a bunch of those rooms inside was a set. But the cool thing about this news is that I guess the outside pool, the kitchen, and his room were all actually from that house.
That's crazy.
Which is wild.
I can't imagine when NBC was breaking them down to like get that house. Cause like they basically couldn't live there.
Well, yeah, no, now. I thought they just, you know, shot a couple exteriors. Yeah. But sheesh. I'm trying to put Fresh Prince house. I guess I tried to find it on Airbnb real quick.
It ain't gonna show up by that. Not that it's been booked like that. It's long gone, baby boy.
Oh man, is it not on? Damn, I don't even know if it's on there.
Long gone, baby boy.
Sheesh.
Yeah, man.
Well, I mean,
I hope they post a lot of pictures and videos. Whoever got it,
whoever booked these few days has a responsibility
to the people.
To shoot as much as you can, because you already know if somebody from All Def got that.
Oh man,
we wouldn't even enjoy the Airbnb. It would just be all shooting.
There's so much shooting going to go on, man.
Definitely reenacting the "Why ain't he want me?" scene, but horribly. And also, I wonder if what the splits are. Is Airbnb going to be splitting this money with Will, with Fresh Prince?
I mean, with $30 a night, it ain't a lot to split. That's not a lot. They might have just...
Yeah, but the campaign might cost a lot of money because it's probably going to get a lot of new viewers on Airbnb.
Yeah.
And just the shit. By the way, if you guys haven't seen it already, please watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix.
The Social Dilemma?
The Social Dilemmics. I watched it... Dilemmics. God damn it! The Social Dilemma. I'm just going to power through it. The Social Dilemma on Netflix talks about how all the algorithms work on social media to manipulate people, and you have no idea how deep it goes. You have no idea. If you're always just like, man, I'm looking at my phone too much, or I'm looking at social media, just know it's not your fault. You are literally losing a fight between an entire company. But on the other side of your screen is like 30 to 50 people who know how the brain works and how to manipulate people subconsciously. You have no idea the lengths that are going are being gone to get you attached to this social to your phone. It's scary. It's really, really scary. So please watch that. It's called The Social Dilemma.
I'm gonna be on it. I gotta check that out, man.
Definitely got
to. I gotta check that out.
All right, quick question.
Yeah.
Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies. You a fan?
Bruh, I did a video about that today.
Okay.
About the cereal?
Yep.
Yeah.
You're looking forward to it?
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are a fan of the oatmeal cream pies released by Little Debbie,
mm-hmm.
They are now coming out in cereal form. This is the 60th anniversary of the snack. This has been out for double me. And Kellogg's has decided to turn that dessert into a breakfast sweets described as crispy oatmeal puffs with a cream coating. So I guess the cream's going to be out on the outside. Has a pinch of cinnamon, nutmeg, and a hint of molasses with sweetly coated cream-flavored frosting.
Listen.
And you get the oatmeal cream pies in cereal form. Down?
I said that low-key, although it may be the lowest of keys.
Okay.
This milk from this cereal is going to rival the milk from Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Is this because you dip this into milk a lot?
Nah, just telling you. I'm just, based on how good that sounds, I'm telling you that milk finna be fire.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with like a pre-relationship.
Nothing
milk.
At all. I'm just telling you it's going to be fire.
Okay.
It's going to be fire.
You think each little thing is going to be like a little cream pie?
Nah, I don't think that.
It's just going to be the flavor?
Yeah, I think it's going to be flavor.
So they're probably just going to be puffs?
Yeah. That's what it looked like. It looked like puffs.
I don't know. This is one of the things that I feel like I don't know if it would work as just like Twinkies. You know how like Twinkies.
I still haven't tried the Twinkie cereal.
Tried that yet.
But I think this one might be slapping.
This is a question mark for me. So maybe maybe we'll debut it on, you know, Chit Chat and Cereal or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But let us know in the comments if you are down for the oatmeal cream pie.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a story you wanted to go over?
No, I was just looking at some stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Glazing.
I was seeing what happened was I saw people in the comments talking about they were trying to come for Tony Baker because he was in the comments doing what he does in the verses. Yeah.
Oh, and they were saying people, Tony's has the best comments. Everybody else is afraid to say stuff. It's just like fire or legends.
Somebody
or
was
queens.
Like, they trying to cancel Tony Baker because of what he was saying in the comments. So I was trying to look for that.
Oh, he just posted about it.
Oh, he did?
It wasn't anything crazy. Why are they trying to cancel him?
I don't know. I was just trying to see what people were saying because, you know.
Oh, here it is. It's somebody named Jess Checking, at Hiring Black Folk on Twitter, said, sign the petition to ban Tony Baker and his unfunny and disrespectful comments from the Versus platform. He's a clout chaser and a troll. Never heard that about Tony Baker. It's
me
pretty
neither.
Funny. And ruins the vibe of love and respect in these digital family reunions, holding us hostage to these weirdo jokes. That is funny.
That was a lot.
I don't ever hear bad stuff about Tony. So although I love Tony Baker to death, this is hilarious. Everybody has like nothing but the utmost amazing things to say about Tony. So I don't agree with this, but it's fresh.
the comedy, his caption is, yo, they got a petition going on to ban me from the Versus comments. Bigmad.org. They got a humble goal of 100 signatures.
Not even a lot, so they know it's not a big thing.
That's easy work. Sign a little goofy-ass petition. People shouldn't be all stuck in the comment sections anyways, as you're supposed to be watching and listening to the Versus. Yo, Teddy Roddy, have I been harassing you for months, and am I filmed?
Now you should have stopped watching by now. You should have stopped writing by now.
I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Hey, that's how I know Tony Baker's blowing up, because people are
They called him a clout chaser?
Someone, I just went at somebody for. Oh, there's a dude in TikTok ripping off all his voiceovers, and they're just putting the caption, this SHI shit emoji, funny AF.
Right.
Well, his whole TikTok page is that. And I was like, you couldn't even change the caption, you lazy bastard.
Here's the thing, bro. Like, so, and I hate when this happens like this, but I got to speak on it. So this dude, bleak underscore too stupid, right? He made this video, right? So I did a reaction to his video, but I tagged him in it because this is a funny. He's like, so basically he's saying, he's like, hold on, let me just go back to it.
He looked like somebody I know.
So I made that video, right? Because I was talking about, like, it's so funny that
you split screen it with him.
Yeah, yeah. But and I tagged him in it too. Mm-hmm. So I was like, it's funny that a pilot would be listening to that and tell the co-pilot, "Hey man, turn that shit down, turn that shit down." So I reenacted, but I broke down the video, but I give him all the praise because it's his video, right?
Right.
So we see this a lot, and especially on TikTok, because on TikTok people have their work on there, and so. You know who it is, man. He did this one right here. And I'm looking for the video. Let's see if he took it down because DL had reposted it. Everybody was reposting it like, yo, this is so funny. But he literally just used
Jacob Berger.
Yeah, he just used old boys his audio. Let me see if I can find it on DL's page. I don't see it on his page now.
What, he took it down?
I don't know. You might have.
I don't get somebody. It, though. I don't get what happened.
So I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you right now. Let me see if it's in here right now. Okay. So he put a new caption on Latin pilots when you try not to wear your mask. So he just.
Is that the dude, though?
Who?
Repost?
No. So somebody, Bold last name, that's one of the people that DL.
Oh, because that's DL. Oh.
Yeah, so his boy, Bold, posted it, and then DL reposted it, and it looks like Jacob came up with that, but that's somebody else's content. Bro. And that's one of the reasons I don't like TikTok, because people aren't tagging the original people in that content.
TikTok is the first platform where it's, like, okay to steal.
And blatantly.
Every other platform has been, like, yo, like, this is stealing. But TikTok has like whole trends that are just like, oh, I saw this, let me do this. And that was like the whole thing with The Renegade. It was made by a black girl. Some white girls did it. It blew up. They never mentioned her. And they went on to like teach it to other people and were going like that. Never mentioned credit though. Yeah. But it's just like.
So he just tagged him in. So lame. He just said, yo, Bleak too stupid. He didn't say like, yo, I got the audio from Bleak. And I don't know. Maybe that's the way to do it. You don't have to tag the people.
Lame.
But bro, I just feel like that's
sick of pulling punches. You took somebody else's
joke and you don't give them the credit for it, just tagging them. I'm like, bro, like I got this from such and such page. And I said, I was like, yo, Bleak too stupid, bro. I don't funny as hell, bro. I say that in my video because I want people to know I didn't say my creative.
Yeah. You know I hate TikTok for allowing that, but it's like that's a creator thing too. Like, that was him. That was him.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're a creator, if you don't have an idea for that day and you decide to take somebody else's, you owe it to your audience to be like, yo, what's up, guys? This was something that was really funny that I saw. You know, because what ends up happening is you have this audience that's loyal to you. Mm-hmm. So if you don't mention it and then the other person's audience starts doing it, then you have your audience looking dumb by saying like, no, that's his video. That's his stuff. And then they find out that it was stolen. And then it's almost like you betrayed your own audience.
And not only that, like, bro, it's like, you know, like people automatically assumed that it was Jacob's video because he got the numbers. You know, he got a meal and Bleak only got like 30,000. But bruh's so funny, dog. Like, Bleak underscore too stupid. So funny. Bro, look at this video right here. Look at this. This shit had me roll.
I love these. There's a whole bunch of those.
I've never seen them. You've
before. Never, oh, look at all of them.
Oh, they'll my do, God.
That's like a whole, there's a whole line of those. They'll be like, laugh, 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 and then like the dance emoji. And there was this guy who was like laughing, and then he put on a dress. He was like, and then he went back to laughing. Like, it's all of those. There's like the parachute one where they'll stop laughing and like jump off of something.
Dog, I've never seen jumps. That before. So like, but imagine my surprised. Like, he's my introduction to that. So I feel some type of way that other people are giving other people the credit for his stuff.
That's super lame. And his whole page is setting himself up for a Me Too movement. I don't respect that at all. But I will say this. TikTok is somewhere in the middle of you deserving credit and needing to tell somebody and people bitching about stuff that they didn't deserve credit about. I wish I had his name. There's this white dude on TikTok. He's like this bald dude with a beard. He's like redheaded. And I follow this girl named Bella Porch, and she's like the most popular TikToker right now. She's like this Asian looking girl who, and people don't like her because she act like a little kid, but it's like anime shit, right? Mm-hmm. His whole page, I guess he did this TikTok thing where like there's a song playing and he was going like this. Mm-hmm. And she did a post to that same song where in the few seconds of the intro, she did this. And then she started this like dance routine. He got so mad because his choreography of this wasn't credited. He went on to make like 5 to 10 videos about like, so Bella Porch did my video, no credit, blah, blah, blah. That is my dance, blah, blah, blah. So people are saying that I'm doing this too much and I'm a grown man, blah, 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 blah. But so-and-so. So people are saying that shaking your head isn't a choreography, but I shook my head with, you know, some smiles that were planned and it was timed to a specific part of the beat. Tell me in the comments, is this choreography? So Bella Porch did this and I was like, I don't ever go at people like this.
Yeah.
And I don't even know Bella, but I had to jump in a couple of his comments like, bro, you are a loser. You suck. And I end up doing a video about it.
Choreography?
Because it's just like, fam, you are wild for this.
What's going on? I'm reaching.
He literally said choreographed head shakes and timed smiles.
A couple of smiles.
I hate you guys. I hate you. This is worse than Fortnite. And I feel like real dancers looked at Fortnite and was just like, okay, you stole that, but that's not even really a dance. Now this is even worse.
That's crazy as hell, TikTok
effect.
That is crazy as hell. You know what? Like there are times when I just be like, you know what? I've had enough social media. You literally have to put your phone down because this is, it's so much. You get hit from every different angle with stuff.
I can't put my phone down.
Well, I mean, like, I had to put my phone down away from, well, I had to turn social media off, okay? I had to just resist that because it will upset you. And, like, I literally log out of all the apps, man, and the only thing I could do, well, all the social media apps is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I could do is play my favorite game, Best Fiends. Okay,
put that down.
I can't put that down. I mean, first of all, it's free to download.
Free?
Why? Free. F-R-E-E. Okay, free 99 to download. That's number one. Okay, Best Fiends. It's an amazing match 3 game. You can play it online, offline.
Offline.
You can play it online. You don't even have to be connected to the Wi-Fi or the internet. You ain't got to have your service on. You still can play the game. Okay? Sheesh. They have 100 million downloads.
100 mil?
100 million downloads, baby. You can't argue those numbers.
Oh, they're the best.
You can't argue those numbers.
They're the best.
It's the casual gameplay. It fits into your life. You can pull your phone out at any time and just, you know, go a couple rounds. Continue to, like, I literally screenshot some, Pat, because I wanted to show you how somebody literally now is sending me stuff too, like, yo, this is my level.
Oh, there's scores?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been bullied since we started working with Best Fiends. They're just like, oh, you on level 80? I'm on level 400.
Catch up.
Like, dang, I am trying. Like, hey, I play the game as much as possible, please.
Yeah, give us a break, man. We don't want, look, here it is right here. Look. Okay, the game is fun. Patrick to hear. Damn it, and that's just scary.
Oh, okay. He's doing his thing.
He's doing his thing, man. He's out here. So, listen, man. It's one of those things where you become low-key obsessed with it, man. You just want to play it all the time. Because it's one of those things where, you know, you play it, you win a couple rounds, you're like, all right, I'm going to go ahead. All right, I'm going to put it down on level 10. You look up, you're on level 30, you're like, ah. All right, well, just 16 more levels. Just 16 more levels.
Oh, yeah.
So Pat and I go heads up, and then obviously people send us their screenshots of their levels and their scores and what they want to do. So I encourage you guys to check out. It's a free download. It's literally 5
literally millions of 5-star reviews on the Apple Store and Google Play. More levels, more events, and more challenges added all the time. And when you want just one more level, it'll be there, waiting and ready.
Okay.
Seriously, once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance, man. So make sure you check that out right now. It's a free download. And get used to saying, one more level.
And a big thing is Best Fiends is constantly updating the app and making it like themed out for the holidays. So, you know, we're about to go into Q4 of 2020. Mm-hmm. We got Halloween, we got Thanksgiving, we got Christmas. Download this app because the updates and the changes that they about to do probably going to be amazing.
All right. So, again, just go download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store and Google Play. And that's Best Fiends. That's like friends without the R.
Without the
Best R. Fiends right now. F-I-E-N-D-S. Best Fiends. Holla at your boys.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Take that.
Can't stop, won't stop playing.
Take that. Just one more level.
You feel me. All right, moving right along. Man, this was actually a really, really fun day for, a fun week for stories. Because, you know, there's always dark stuff going on. But
always.
There's a lot of cool stuff, too. Since we've been talking about food a lot, the holidays are coming up, and pumpkin spice season is among us. Now, I just shot with Arcade Tokens and Precious yesterday. And the first thing that Precious said was, I can't wait to get some pumpkin spice. I forget what she was talking about. I think it was like some food or like some pastry. And we proceeded to talk about how delicious pumpkin spice is as a flavor. But we have branded white people with it for so long. It's almost like we can't. It's almost like what Undercover Brother did to mayonnaise. Like, and once Undercover Brother was like, black people don't like mayonnaise, white people like mayonnaise. You see it. Then we were like, yeah, black people don't like mayonnaise.
I was never on that boat.
I was.
Just for the record, I've always liked mayonnaise. I've always liked Miracle Whip. I've been a fan, all right?
I've always been a fan, too. But I think openly it was just like, yeah, it's white people's mayonnaise, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, mayonnaise is fire. You ever had some Thousand Island dressing or honey mustard? Mayonnaise. Is mayonnaise?
No.
Mustard? What is honey mustard? It's honey barbecue and...
Honey mustard is just like, it's like a sweeter mustard.
But I thought honey mustard was barbecue and something else together.
I have no idea on how to make it, the ingredients. I just know that it's delicious with chicken tenders.
Well, our point is, pumpkin spice is cross-racial. I think that it's not just something for white people. It's delicious for all. So here's a couple of random treats that are coming out with the pumpkin spice.
Let's go.
So you just give me a yay or nay. Okay. Pumpkin spice Twinkies. Look at them.
I saw those at Target. They're pumpkin flavored Twinkies. So like got like pumpkin pie.
Right. But it's technically pumpkin spice. Yeah.
I try it.
I feel like it's worth a try.
I try it.
It's not something I feel like I would go out to get. But if somebody had them, I'd be like, yeah, let me try these.
You know what it is with pumpkin spice? It's one of those things where you can't have too much of it.
Yeah.
Like, you can have one, something like on a Monday, then you probably shouldn't try it again to like a Thursday. Because it's such a flavor overload, like when it's artificial, that it's too sweet and it can make you sick of it.
So do you like, have you ever had a pumpkin spice latte?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the one thing I've never had.
Yeah. That's what I started with. That was my intro to the world.
So would you say that pumpkin spice only works with, like, sugary stuff as opposed to, like, I guess that would make sense. It's pumpkin spice.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I here's the thing. Like, when it's too sweet, it's too sweet. Like, even the candles. I don't really do the pumpkin spice.
Yeah, maybe that's it. The smell isn't as good as the taste.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. Somebody said, Hippie Go said, get a Nerf gun for the light.
Would that work?
Nah, I don't think the thing would be big enough. The sensor has to pick up.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be just a cool part of the show.
But maybe like a ball, just like a little, just bouncing off.
We'll try something to Hippie's
point.
Yeah. What is happening? I am just drawing blanks.
No, that's a little hard, though.
We will try something to do the light thing from long range. Next up, pumpkin spice Cheerios.
See, here's the thing. I would have been all for it, but after I had those blueberry Cheerios and they didn't really have a flavor.
You
I
didn't mess like, with the blueberries?
Yeah, remember we tried it. We did that one for a Chit Chat and Cereal.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I remember liking them.
I didn't. Yeah, you did. I was just like, this is not enough flavor for it.
I'm like, a pass on this too, just because it's like Twinkie is like a dessert. So yeah. I feel like pumpkin spice. That's what I meant to say. Maybe instead of sweet, like if it's a dessert thing, pumpkin spice works. If it's a candle or cereal, mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm down.
Yeah.
Oreos?
Here's the thing. Oreo has come out with some flavors. I was like, what? Like the sweetest fish Oreo? I was like, are you serious?
Did you try that?
I did.
Wait. So is the cream like Swedish fish?
Yeah, it was like a flavor like that.
Huh?
I know. It should not have worked.
Did it work?
It should not have worked. That's like the peanut butter and jelly burger. Like the peanut butter and jelly burger I've had at
wait.
Recess.
Meat?
Yeah.
And jelly and peanut butter.
Shouldn't have worked, but it did.
Where was this?
Recess. The one that's right by the 405 and the 101.
1 second.
Bro, we can go. We Lost Sound Lottery.
Do they
Postmates? Somebody does. I'm telling you.
Peanut butter and jelly burger. Wow.
It's a couple places that make it. It shouldn't work.
What's the place called again?
I think it's called Recess. Is it Recess or
Reese's?
No, Recess. Let me see. I'll find the name of it, man. But I'm telling you.
We might. Does it look like this?
Nah, that's not it. I'll
that
show you.
This version has peanut butter on the
inside
of
the
burger.
Yeah, that's too much right there, my boy.
So wait, okay. So just if you were to describe what you had, it was just like a regular.
It was a savory and sweet burger, and the peanut butter provided the sweet, the jam. It wasn't like a regular grape jelly. It was some house-made jam that they do.
Okay.
And the burger provides the savory, like the kind of salty with it, and it just meshes well with the burger and still on bun, so it's like bread.
So I'm assuming it was all the other burger condiments were left out, like ketchup, mayo, mustard, onions.
Yeah. All that.
So was
out.
It just bread, meat, peanut butter, and jelly?
I can't remember because it was a while ago. Public school. That's the name of the place. Look it up.
You said Recess.
I did.
Hilarious.
I said school. I mean, I remember school, and I thought Recess, and I was like, yeah, because, you know, the Recess is where you have fun.
Did you go to the one in Culver City?
I never went to that one, but I
wonder
that
if
one.
I wonder if they have it.
Yeah, they should. I mean,
because I've never seen that on the menu.
Pull it up, bro. Pull it up. My time back.
Here it go.
Yeah, man. The burger was legit, yo.
Man.
That's not it. That's something else, because it doesn't look like that. That's more so what it looks like. It's not too much. It's not to a point where it's like, ugh. Like, see the jam on top and the peanut butter? Lunchtime Lottery. We coming for you. Schoolhouse. Okay, peanut butter and jelly.
Just so you guys see what I'm looking at. It's literally what we said. It is a burger. And to be fair, public school has the best bread. They have brioche. And I can tell that's brioche. It looks like a medium well patty in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. There's jelly on the top and peanut butter on the and it's like a melted peanut butter that like goes into the bread, too. It's not like
so
a thick
good.
One.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, we need to wrap this up and go ahead and shoot this Lunchtime Lottery and get this going.
Fam, I don't know what to think.
Hey, man.
I don't know what to think about this. It's like broke my brain. Meat, jelly, and bacon.
Mm-hmm. Ho, ho, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I'll post the link to the chat so you guys could check it out. Give us your own... your own thoughts.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's on Yelp. If you look up a restaurant called Public School PB&J Burger, let us know. And I'm fully prepared to do that on a Lunchtime Lottery. I just don't know if there's a public school out here.
It is.
There is?
Yes.
In the Valley?
Right on the 405 and the 101.
Oh, that's the one you went to?
Yeah, right across the street. It's the Cheesecake Factory's right there. It's right across the street from there.
Wow.
I just looked it up. Well, I've been to that one before, so that's how I knew it was there. It's only 10 minutes away.
Okay, so then that's for sure a move.
It's always the move, man.
For Lunchtime Lottery.
Ooh, man, we out here.
All right, looks like you guys kind of already know what you guys getting next.
You know what I'm saying?
In terms of the lunchtime, I think that was an earthquake.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that was a truck. You know how them trucks be.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay. So pumpkin spice Oreos. Is that a no?
I try it.
Try it?
Yeah.
I don't like the Oreos with white cookies. I don't know what. The inverse I Oreos.
Like,
I'm not
like,
a,
I like them, man.
Not
I
a
like
fan.
It.
All right.
I like it.
Pumpkin spice Kahlua.
I just imagine that being so sweet.
The drink, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it only works for desserts. I don't know about alcohol, cereal, regular stuff.
It would be one of those things where you, like, I just couldn't drink too much of it. I would just need a little bit just to taste it. I wouldn't need, like sometimes like you do Kahlua or something like that. You like, I can get another one of these, a White Russian, something like that. But that right. one, I feel like one and done. It would be too much.
Not even for drunk purposes, just because taste purposes. Because I feel like a lot of these flavored liquors,
mm-hmm.
people will take a flavored liquor and still mix it. Like they'll mix like Apple Crown with soda or like, yeah. you know, like cake.
But that's so they don't get drunk
this.
Too fast. Because even though it's like mixed, it's still straight alcohol for the most part. So if you're just drinking
but
Crown
taste.
Apple neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you now we know you do it with the coconut water. You can.
This
you can,
wouldn't
you,
work with that though.
You nah, not that. Not that at all. No. I wouldn't suggest that at all.
Yeah.
I was talking about like tonic, like the Crown, like whiskeys and scotches and stuff like that. You can cut it with coconut water. You can cut it with tonic. Those things that help and they won't add too many calories. But yeah, that I wouldn't cut that with anything. I would cut out when I saw somebody bring that bottle out. I'm not messing with that.
Yeah, I don't see a world where this is good and
accepted widely.
To be honest, like when you sip things like are this flavor. Like I remember in college, this girl gave me a Sky vodka that was cake flavored, like birthday cake flavor.
Too sweet.
And it's just like as much as it's impressive, like yeah, this actually tastes like birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a good time for your stomach ever. Okay, and then I think this is kind of an easy one: pumpkin spice cinnamon rolls.
Yes, try that one. You're right though; it works better with desserts. When you start doing it with too much other stuff, it's right. like why are you doing that?
Yeah, because I mean, when you think about pumpkin pie is the only thing that works. I don't eat pumpkin in any other form.
Why would you? Why
it's
would you?
Stupid.
It does not make sense at all.
Pumpkin spice beer.
I would try because I do coffee beer. I do like a coffee stout.
Okay.
I don't mind that at all. So I would try that one. That one, I feel like it would be difficult to make that too sweet as a beer.
And it's pumpkin spice latte beer, which I don't know if that makes a difference.
I don't know what difference it does make, but I would try that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin pie ice cream sandwich.
Miss me with that one.
No?
That's too much for me.
Pumpkin ice cream?
Because it's going to be so much of it. What was the one before this? Yeah, that's. I don't know if I could do that one.
I feel like I could do the ice cream sandwiches.
I would try it just to be like, yeah, that shit was trash, fam. But I don't know if that's something that I would need a whole box of.
Yeah, pumpkin pie ice cream sounds like it could go either way, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't.
Pumpkin spice Kit Kat.
I tried. I entertain it.
I'm a Kit Kat guy. I don't think.
Yeah, I've tried all the other ones. Like Japan was the first place I had the strawberry joints.
They have. All types of flavor, like
my God,
green tea.
Yeah, the
Kit
green
Kat?
Tea, the matcha green tea joint over there. They had the strawberry joint over there. Of course, they had the white chocolate. They got the regular chocolate. They had a dark chocolate one. Mm-hmm. They had every type of flavor you could imagine in Japan. I was like, damn, bro. I'm not even a huge Kit Kat fan, but I had to try it one time.
Love the Kit Kats. I'm not with this one. Pumpkin spice Pringles.
Bro, I almost knocked your phone off the table.
I'm good. I am good.
I almost knocked your shit clean off the I would much rather try catfish flavored Pringles before I ever eat pumpkin spice. And then it came with like what if it came with like a little package of hot sauce?
Pringles?
Yeah.
They could probably make that work. The fact that Lay's made chicken and waffles work.
Straight.
And there's a Ruffles hot wings flavor.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Lay's also did a biscuit and gravy one, too. That was pretty fire.
That's more believable because there's no meat in it. It'd be very interesting to see if you could turn a fish into a good chip.
Yeah, without it being too fishy.
Yeah.
That's going to be the challenge, making it good.
Catfish is very fishy.
Oh, man, but it's so good, man.
I love catfish.
Good.
All right, well, I want to leave you guys on a little fact, a little factoid for my Kit Kat fans, since we were just talking about Kit Kats. So, Kit Kats are very efficient because they are made using imperfect Kit Kats. Nestle leaves no Kit Kat uneaten. Every rejected Kit Kat is mashed into a paste that's used to fill the wafers. So every time you eat a Kit Kat, you're actually consuming layers of dead Kit Kats within other Kit Kats. I added the dead part. It was actually a pretty wholesome fact until that. But, yep. Kit Kats are basically recycled Kit Kats. Now, don't think that somebody ate them and it was recycled.
Yeah.
Just the non-essentials. Yeah. Were made into other Kit Kats. That's just a little thing that you don't need to know, but just now you
little,
know.
Just a little tidbit.
A little tidbit of something
about
that you
nothing.
Didn't need to know, but now you know. big shout out to our scary squad.
Yeah.
It looks like we're doing a peanut butter and jelly burger lunchtime lottery at some point.
Yeah.
From public school. And yeah, all those random questions that I asked you guys throughout the podcast. Throw that in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it in a circle if mm-hmm. you can. And that's that's about it for this week. I like how much food stuff there was this week.
Throw that ass in a circle. Throw that ass in a circle.
Like that song?
That was one of the songs when it came on. I was looking around like, "Ooh, I'm finna get up behind."
I like how the hook sounds like a group of people screaming. It's like the group of girls like, throw that ass in a circle. Just sounds like a party. I love that.
The way it comes on, like, it's just fun. It sounds like one of those old Soulja Boy beats when it comes. Bum, 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 bum. In a circle. Boom. Throw that ass in a circle. Boom, boom.
Cool.
Boom.
In a circle.
Boom, boom. It's just a fun song.
I'm about to listen to that on the way home, low key. Cause I love that. For
oh, it
sure.
froze. It froze. It might have hit the low battery mark. Hold on.
Oh mine.
Just did it. So yeah, that's what it is. Low power mode.
Okay. Yeah. We good? What's the last thing y'all saw? They put circles in the chat, so I'm assuming they saw the throw that ass in a circle.
Yeah.
Do you guys see the throw that ass in a circle?
If they did, it's all good. It's on the main one, so we'll make that
throw
work.
Throw that ass in a circle.
Oh.
Throw that ass in a... No, we weren't throwing it in a circle. You didn't miss any of that. We were actually just still sitting here. but as always, we want to thank you for watching another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. Make sure you join our Patreon so you can join the Scary Squad. They're getting early episodes. We also just put together a schedule to give you guys more exclusive content week to week. So look out for that. And definitely check out Lunchtime Lottery. All right. That mm-hmm. is the new show. It's premiering every other Sunday. And we just got picked up by Postmates. So thank you guys so much for watching, making this even a possibility. This was mm-hmm. the whole point of us making the show. So, yes, we're very, very appreciative for that. So make sure you guys tune in on Sunday. Looks like we got some peanut butter and jelly burgers coming.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You guys should, too. We'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.